Ernell Lucas will be stepping into the role of Milwaukee County's new sheriff in January after being elected last month. He takes the place of acting sheriff Richard Schmidt, who took over when former sheriff David Clark suddenly resigned to join a conservative political action committee. Lucas explains to WUWM's Mayon Silver that his department will reach out to communities of color and immigrant communities who feel excessively targeted by law enforcement.
They were very supportive of me during the campaign. Many of our immigrant communities and our communities of color really played a strong part in me being elected sheriff. I've already extended my hand to them. Nothing that I do, nothing that we do will be done without their participation, their knowledge. Already, we can already start to see the trust taking hold, the bridges being built, the partnerships being formed. And again, they're going to play a major role in helping turn around the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
And what are some of the concrete things planned in that regard? Anything specific?
Well, establishing partnerships, having them come in to the sheriff's office, sit on panels, advisory boards, the like that. Certainly going out to communities, speaking about what their roles is as residents, members of this community, as well as the role that we have. And then inviting them to take us where they go. Because again, if they can now go into neighborhoods and the places where we previously could not go, and say that there's a new Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office here, and it's one that we can work with, I think that that's some of the concrete steps that we can start taking.
Former Sheriff Clark came under fire for deaths at the Milwaukee County Jail, as well as allegations of civil rights abuses there. Do you have ideas for dealing with issues at the jail?
Well, again, we're going to start with a perspective that everyone deserves to be treated humanely. Everyone's going to be treated with dignity and respect. We're going to provide personnel in the jail, medical providers that are concerned about the whole individual that comes in with pre-existing conditions where the jail may not be a place for them to be confined. We're also not going to house those persons that have mental health challenges that, again, where jail is not a place. We're going to provide wellness for those persons housed in our jail. Because my goal is, ultimately, is that an individual who finds him or herself in the jail, that once they leave the jail after being before a judge or making bail, that they not return to that jail. And again, so we've got to help equip them with the tools that they can use so that when they get back out. So we've got a lot of things in mind how we can make that period in which they're in jail one where, again, we're helping them so that when they go back out that they don't return again.
So there's going to be an emphasis on assisting in rehabilitation by the Sheriff's Department?
I would say that there's a focus there that was there at one point, was removed, and now I think it needs to return. I've already talked with a number of groups that have programs and opportunities that they can provide inmates for the period that they are in custody at the jail, and tools to help them that when they get out that they can reconnect with their families, reconnect with jobs and other opportunities, and more importantly, avoid those behaviors that found themselves winding up in our jail.
Finally, what is your position on whether or not the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department will cooperate with ICE?
I had made clear that I am not going to honor those requests that come from ICE. I am even more convinced now that that does nothing but drive a wedge in our community. A request from ICE is just that, a request. If an individual is brought into my facility under local charges, and once he or she satisfies, either released by a magistrate and or a bail is posted, that individual is going to be released from my custody. We have no desire or intention to hold individuals because by doing so, we also could be violating rights of an individual to an unlawful search and seizure. So again, we will not be honoring those requests.
Ernell Lucas is Milwaukee County Sheriff-elect. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.